President Biden visits a war zone. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden today making an unannounced visit to Kyiv, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is.
The president announcing another $500 million in U.S. military aid for Ukraine's defense and plans for more sanctions against those aiding Russia.
Freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes.
The president is scheduled to be in Poland to meet with that country's president and other Eastern European leaders. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin could meet with the Chinese Communist Party's foreign policy chief Wang Yi in Moscow. Wang's trip to Russia follows talks Saturday by Secretary of State Antony Blinken on the sidelines of an international security conference in Munich. Blinken said in a tweet after that meeting that he reiterated a warning to China on providing assistance to Russia in Ukraine. There's been another major earthquake in Turkey's disaster zone.
This was a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 and has struck the same border region so badly affected 2 weeks ago. The city of Antakya was already devastated, and Reuters reports further damage there, with officials running around trying to understand the effect of this latest quake. Antakya's in Hatay province, which accounts for almost half of the 46,000 who were killed.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The TSA reports screeners intercepted a record number of guns at airport checkpoints last year. Officials say nearly everyone caught claims to have forgotten they had their gun with them. Dallas, Austin, and Houston, Texas led the country in gun seizures. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another major earthquake has hit the region near the Turkey-Syria border, with more damage reported. NATO says a ship carrying 600 temporary container homes has left Italy and is expected to arrive in Turkey next week. Authorities say more than 110,000 buildings in Turkey were either destroyed or so severely damaged they need to be torn down from that first quake. One person has died. Others have been injured during a shooting at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans.
New Orleans police say a man has died after being shot along a Mardi Gras parade route last night, while a young girl, a woman, and two other men who were hit by gunfire are recovering. The person police say is responsible for the shooting is in custody. Chief Deputy Hans Ganthier says two guns were recovered.
This is really not something we wanted to see. We really wanted this to be a safe Mardi Gras, and we continue to work towards that end.
It happened during the crew of Bacchus parade, which was stopped while the police investigated, but it eventually continued. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Texas homeowner may have evidence of a meteorite.
NASA says the meteor that crashed near McAllen, Texas last week was about 2 feet wide and weighed 1,000 pounds. You can hear the sonic boom from a home video camera. The space agency says radar and other data indicate that meteorites did reach the ground. The Hidalgo County Sheriff reports air traffic controllers in Houston also got word two aircraft saw a meteor in the sky just west of McAllen. Experts say meteors break apart as they fall through the atmosphere, and they generally are not a risk to the public. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
Andrew Lloyd Webber has written the anthem for King Charles III's May 6 coronation in London. Webber saying in a statement that he hopes his anthem, quote, reflects the joyful occasion for that day. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.